All right, y'all, come on in. Come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, baby. Let me make sure we set up right over here. Okay. Yes, y'all, come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in, baby. All my divine ones, how y'all doing? Check in, check in, check in. Come on in, come on in, baby. How y'all doing? Glory be to God. Come on in. Blessed in every area of my life. How you doing? Come on in, come on in. Felicia, come on in. Sharon, how you doing? Kaylee, Darlene, I see you. Y'all come on in. Come on in, baby. Yes, we live streaming on this Sunday on all platforms, baby. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Got YouTube, baby. Got my YouTube members in the thing. Got Facebook in the thing. Got Instagram in the thing. Got TikTok, tickety tock in the thing, baby. So we live streaming, baby, to all platforms. Y'all come on in. Come on in. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Come on in. Yes, baby. Hey, Tequila, how you doing? Yes, baby. Peach Tucker, how you doing? Come on in. Come on in. Happy Sunday, baby. Happy Sunday. Regina Dixon, come on in. Happy Sunday. A Bellamy, come on, A Bellamy. I see you. I see you. Angela Sullivan in this thing. Come on in, Angela Sullivan. Dewanica Wright. Come on in, Niecy H in this thing, Priscilla Taylor in this thing. Come on, come on, come on, Sandra in this thing, Sharon, like Eddie Kane Jr., baby. I know that's right. Y'all come on in, come on in. Yes, come on in, baby. Fiend the Creator, glory be to God. Thank you so much. Come on in, come on in. Y'all slide on in this thing. And over there on TikTok, baby, y'all join the membership on TikTok too. We got a membership over here on TikTok for our TikTok folks. Come on in. Come on in, baby. I hear the Lord say this your season for transformation. Y'all share this live today, baby. Can y'all hear me okay? Over here on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Can y'all hear me okay? Let me know if my sound and everything good, baby. Because I done set up me a whole little studio in here today. We got the studio. We got the Divine One studio, baby. God said you got to work that thing. You got to work that thing. You can't be sitting up there talking about what you ain't got. And if I had what such and such had, such and such got this, and they got it, you got to use what's in your hand. Come on now. That's it, baby. Okay, y'all can hear me? Okay, we rolling in, baby. We in the Divine One studios. This Studio One right here. This Studio One right here, baby. Studios coming all over the globe, coming to a city near you. We coming to a city near you where we gonna sit down and we gonna film and we gonna teach and we gonna have seminars and coaching sessions and group coaching sessions and we gonna film podcasts and everything, baby. But before we get to that point, God say, you gotta work that thing. You got to work that thing, because if you wait for the lights, camera, action, you wait for everything to get set up for you. You waiting for the way to be made for you. You ain't never going to start. You ain't never going to get started. That's a word for somebody right there. Come on now. You got to work that thing. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, what's in my hand? What's in my hand? TikTok, put it in the comments. Say, what's in my hand? YouTube, put it in the comments, baby. What's in my hand? What God done already put in my hand? This my season for transformation, but I can't be sitting around talking about what I ain't got and who I don't know and who I'm not connected to. You got more than what you need. What's in your hand? Use what's in your hand. Listen to me, baby. You will be surprised at what you're going to be able to accomplish. You will be surprised at the transformation that you're going to see when you start working that thing, when you start being resourceful, when you start using what's in your hand. You know more than you think you know. That's what I just heard God say, baby. Y'all share this live. Y'all share this live, baby. Come on in. Come on in. If you new to the family, welcome to the Divine One, baby. You family now. You done fell off in this thing. You ain't no stranger no more. You, when you first came in here, you might have said, who is that? Who is you? Who she is? I ain't never heard her before. Why she sound like that? What they got going on over here? Welcome to the family, baby. You in here with the divine one. Come on in. Come on in. You done messed around. Listen, the devil done let you mess around and find this live. You was scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Some of y'all, you was in the sunken place. You sitting there with that phone and you doom scrolling. And you just so happened to come across this live. I hear the Lord say that's because it's your season of purpose. Ooh, baby. The devil can't stand that. It's your season of purpose. It's your season to wake up, to rise up. God say, I'm waking up every gift on the inside of you, every gift that's been buried in you. The enemy tried to bury your potential. He tried to bury your power. Come on now. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that I'm resurrecting you. He said, I'm raising that which was dead. God got the power to raise that which is dead, baby. What's dead in your life today? Because God said, we raising that thing up, baby. We raising it up. Where they said it wasn't no power, you making a comeback. You making a comeback, baby. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, my comeback going to be epic. Ooh, speak life over yourself today, baby. The devil done had you in the sunken place. He done had you buried in that depression. He done had you buried in that sickness. He done had you buried in that broke down relationship. Come on now. But I speak life over you today, baby. And I declare that that which is dead in your life, God is giving it life today. Because this is your season for transformation. Come on now. Speak it over yourself today, baby. You can't let me speak this thing by myself. You got to touch and agree with me in the spirit. Because all you needed was somebody to touch and agree with you, baby. And I touch and agree with you in the spirit today that your comeback going to be epic. Oh, that thing going to be epic. I hear God say, I'm going to have them on the edge of their seat, baby. Come on now. I see people in the spirit. I see them sliding down to the edge of their seat. Y'all know when you're watching a movie and it get real suspenseful, it get real good. You know, you say, oh, and somebody get up and leave out the room. You say, don't leave, baby. You finna miss the good part. This the part where it finna go down right here, baby. You're going to miss the good part. I hear the Lord say, that's what season you in right now. That's what season you in right now, baby. He said, don't you leave yet. Oh, don't you give up. Somebody was about to give up, baby. Somebody put it in the comment and say, I can't give up now. Can't give up now. Come on now. Come on now. That's it, TikTok. Put it in the comments, baby. Write it down in your journal. Get your journal. Get your blue EPN. YouTube. Where my YouTube family at? Anything, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I can't give up now. I can't give up now. I done came too far. Oh, I want you to think about all the stuff you done made it out of. Think about all the stuff that was supposed to destroy you that came to eat up your flesh. When the enemy came to eat up your flesh, he stumbled and he fell. Because God is with you, baby. You got the spirit of the Lord with you, baby. I hear him saying today, don't you give up now. Because we about to get to the best part of the movie. Come on now. We about to get to the best part of the movie. God said, I'm about to have them on the edge of their seat, baby. Because just when they thought you weren't going to make a comeback, come on now. Just when they thought that this was the end of your story, I hear God say, I'm raising you up all over again, baby. And that comeback going to be epic. I hear him say, that I prepare the table for you. Come on now. That's it, Danita Saul. Put that thing in the comments, baby. Say, I can't give up now. I hear God say, I'm preparing the table for you. In the presence of your enemies. Wait a minute now. God ain't playing with the thing, baby. He said, this your season for transformation. And he said, you ain't going to be the only one that's going to be witnessing this. But he said, I'm going to make sure that your enemies have a front row seat. Who am I talking to today, baby? I hear God say, sit down and eat. Sit down and eat. Why are you worried about your enemies? Why are you worried about some haters? Why are you worried about some evildoers? Why are you worried about the wicked? Come on now. Because the Bible lets us know, baby, that there will be no rest for the wicked. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, no rest. There will be no rest for the wicked, baby. The Bible say they bed gonna be just like they laying in the sea and being tossed. It tossed backwards and forwards, tossed over and over again in the sea. They ain't getting no rest. They ain't getting no comfort until they turn from their wicked ways. Come on now. And I hear the Lord say that this will be your portion if you don't turn. That's what he spoke to me. He said, oh, you think I'm just talking about them? He said, I'm talking to you too. This word go for everybody. There will be no rest for the wicked until you turn from your old ways, until you repent, until you give your life to Jesus Christ. It ain't going to be no rest for you neither. Come on now. So we got to make sure that we fall on the right side of the word. Because one thing about our daddy, baby, he don't play about that word. When he said it, he meant it. He ain't like how some of us be with our children. We tell them something and we say, I meant what I said. And you telling you, I ain't going to go back on what I said. I told you. Didn't I tell you you were going to get a whooping? Didn't I tell you I was going to take that game? Didn't I tell you you were going to be grounded? And then that thing, you know, they getting you them puppy dog eyes. They sticking them lips out. They pouting all around the house. They in their feelings. They mad. And now you just can't stand for them to be in their feelings. You just can't stand for them to be mad. And then that thing, you know, you just go get the game. Go get the game. Go on and get on it. You get on my nerve. Come on now. Olivia, thank you so much, baby. Sharon, thank y'all so much for the badges and the gifts and the seeds, baby. I appreciate y'all so much. Next thing we know, we giving them the stuff. We giving them exactly what they said they couldn't have. Exactly what we said they couldn't have, we giving it to them. And see, we be thinking that God gonna be like that with us, but God say, I meant what I said. I meant what I said. When I said there will be no rest for the wicked, that's just what I meant. Come on now. That's it, Julia. Y'all put that thing in the comments. No rest for the wicked. So you just got to make sure that you fall on the right side of the word, because God love you, but he going to honor his word, baby. So you got to make sure you fall on the right side of the word. So God say all things going to work together for the good to them that love God, okay, and to them that are called according to his purpose. So he's saying, baby, that no, it ain't no rest for the wicked, but when I done called you according to my purpose, when you done surrendered your life over to me, he say, I don't care what the enemy put on you. Y'all better hear me today. I don't care what kind of sickness hit your body. I don't care what they throw on you. I don't care what you find yourself in. God is telling you today, baby, that when you serve Christ, he said, I'm gonna make sure that thing work together. I'm a living witness. Do y'all hear me? Because I wouldn't be sitting here tonight. I wouldn't be sitting here on this video if all things didn't work together for the good, baby. I don't care what kind of hell the devil done got you wrapped up and tied up in. When you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, come on now. When you give your life to Christ, baby, and you turn from your old ways, God say one thing about it, two things for sure. I'm going to make sure that thing work together for your good. They can throw you in the fiery furnace if they want to. Come on now. They can throw you in the pit of hell if they want to, baby. God say, I'm coming up in that thing for my child. He's locating the loss. Did y'all watch that video I did where I told you that God is cranking up the spiritual GPS? Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments today, baby. Say the spiritual GPS. Ooh, because we got some divine ones that's lost, baby. God say, don't you worry, because I'm cranking up that spiritual GPS. Somebody put it in the comments, baby, the spiritual GPS. Then I want you to say, he's locate me. He's locate me. Come on now. Blessed by the best, say, and I did. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, I'm locating you, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, he locate me. He's locate me. That's it. That's it, Michaela Jones. Come on now. The spiritual GPS, baby. The global positioning system. The God positioning system, baby. He said, I don't care where you at on the globe. I don't care what you wrapped up and tied up in. He said, I'm cranking up the heavenly GPS and I'm locating you today. He locating you, baby. I don't care what you've been going through, what you've been tied up in. God say, I have declared this to be your season for transformation. I hear God say, baby, that I'm finna transform you so these folks ain't even gonna be able to recognize you. Your enemies ain't gonna be able to recognize you. Come on now. They gonna come trying to attack you and they ain't gonna recognize you. It's gonna be them went somewhere else. Because God said, that's just how much I'm transforming you, baby. That's just how much I'm changing you. He's changing you from the inside out. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, change me, God. Change me, God. I don't want to be like this no more. I don't want to walk like this no more. Come on now. Maggie, thank you so much, baby. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to go to the same places I used to go to. I don't want to do the same stuff I used to do. Change me, God. That's it, baby. Y'all put it in the comments. That's it, Jay Aaliyah. Come on now. That's it. That's it. That's it. Y'all put it in the comments, baby. That's it, Tonya. Put it in the comments. Say, change me, God. Change me, God. That's it. That's it. Put it in the comments, baby. That's it, Regina. Change me, God. Ooh, that's it, Gwendolyn. Come on now. Tell him to change you, baby. Tell him to change you. Tell him to transform you, because this your season for transformation. This your season for transformation. This your season for healing, baby. This your season. Well, God is changing. He's changing your inner and he's changing your outer, but it's going to start on the inside first. That's what I learned about transformation. Transformation starts on the inside and then it works its way to the outside. Come on now. God is performing his perfect work on you, but you got to let him. You got to let him, because I learned that too. As long as you fight it, as long as you fight it, as long as you resist it, God trying to do something with you, but you got to stop resisting it. You got to stop fighting it. You got to stop going back to the things that broke you. You got to stop going back to the people that broke you. You got to stop going back to the environments that you know it ain't nothing left back there for you. Come on now. I remember one time God gave me a word, said, you too big for that. You too big for that. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I'm too big for that. What environments are you still trying to squeeze in? What kind of people are you still trying to squeeze amongst that you done outgrew? That's it, Sharon. You too big for that. Come on now. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Tequila, I'm too big for that. What environments you still trying to get in? What habits you still trying to entertain? When God say, I done elevated you from that point, I done enlarged your territory from that point, you still trying to decrease yourself. You still trying to minimize yourself. You still trying to water yourself down when God has called you to greatness. You too big for that. Y'all know how we tell them children, you too big for that. You're too old for that. You're too old to be acting like that. You're too big for that. I hear your heavenly father saying today, baby, you too big for that. What you doing is beneath you. What you entertaining is beneath you. What you sharing time and space with is beneath you. It's time to understand who you are in the spirit. It's time to recognize your identity in Christ and know that you too big for that. Come on now. Put it in the comments, baby. Put it in the comments today. That's it, LaToya. I'm too big for that. I'm too big for that. Speak life over yourself today, baby. Understand who you are in Christ Jesus. Understand that you are the chosen one. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I am the chosen one. You the chosen one. Come on now. That's it, baby. You victorious and you are the chosen one. Somebody put it in the comments today, baby, and declare it. After you say, I'm too big for that, I want you to say, I'm the chosen one. Show lives. I heard the devil was looking for me. Come on now. I heard he was looking for me, baby. Here I go. That's what I hear y'all saying. I hear you standing on kingdom business, baby. I hear you talking that big talk in the kingdom. You faith walking in the kingdom, baby, standing on kingdom business. Somebody let the enemy know I heard you been looking for me. I ain't running no more. Here I go. I am the chosen one. Come on now. It's time out for you running from your identity. It's time out for you running from your calling. Because whether you run, whether you stand still, he coming after you. He coming after you. He coming after your children. He coming after your marriage. He coming after your family. He coming after your finances. So you might as well stop running and go on and let the enemy know. Come on now. That's it, Sharon. Y'all put it in the comments. Say, I ain't running no more. I ain't running no more. That's what I'm talking about, Tyresha. Tyresha say, here I go, baby. Come on and bring it. Here I go. Bring it. I heard the enemy been looking for me. Here I go. It's time out for us on the defense. It's time out for us waiting for the enemy to attack us. And then when he attack us, we playing the victim like we don't know what's going on. Come on now. The enemy, God say, I already let y'all know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, baby. He coming to eat up your finances. He coming to eat up your marriage. He coming to eat up your health. He is a devourer, baby. And he come to eat it all up. So you got to be expecting that. You got to be looking for that, baby. You got to get up on the offense and you got to say, I'm not going to wait till the enemy attack me today. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to run all day long trying to run away from my problems, but I'm going to face my problems head on. That's what that means. Come on now, Peace Tucker. Don't just lay there. That's it. We got to stop just laying there, baby. We got to get up and we got to pick up our spiritual weapons. This show season for transformation, but in order for you to get your transformation, baby, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight. Do you hear me? You is not going to be able to lay by the wayside. You is not going to be able to lay in that recliner, lay in that chair, lay in that bed, and transformation just going to hit you. The Bible say that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Come on now. And the violent got to take it by force. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say it's snatch bite season. It's snatch bite season, baby. The divine one pulling up on the devil, snatching all they stuff bite. I see you snatching your happiness bite. Come on down. You snatching your marriage bite, baby. You tell the devil you ain't having my marriage. You ain't going to have my children. Come on down. You ain't going to have my money. I'm snatching my finances bite. Put it in the comments, baby. Say it's snatch bite season. Ooh, God said this, that he has declared this to be your season of transformation. But in order for you to get this transformation, you're going to have to fight. Ooh, you're going to have to fight, baby. And God said you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. Come on now. That's it, Keisha. That's it right there. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold to your vision that the Lord has given you, baby. The Lord said, I have placed a vision in your heart. Mm. And he said, this vision, baby, is for an appointed time. You got to hold to the vision. Because I hear him say, oh, I feel the power of God today. Come on now. I hear him say, baby, that at the appointed time, the vision shall speak. Mm. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say the vision shall speak. Put that thing in the comments. Say the vision gonna talk for me. I ain't gotta open my mouth. I ain't gotta go tit for tat. I ain't gotta go tit for tat with now devil. I ain't gotta try to prove myself. I ain't gotta try to prove that God is with me. I ain't gotta try to prove that I'm the chosen one. I ain't gotta try to prove nothing to y'all. Forget them folks. Because at the appointed time, you better hear me. The vision shall speak, baby. God said you can hush your mouth. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, God said hush your mouth. God told me I got to hush my mouth. You're doing too much talking, woman. You're trying to convince these folks. And he say, except they see miracles, signs, and wonders, they ain't going to believe what you talking about. Come on now. You got to shut your mouth. You got to hush your mouth. And you got to let the vision speak for you. When they see you pull up looking different. Come on now. When they see you pull up and you, oh, wait a minute. Who is this? Who is you? Who is you? Come on now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, yes, baby. Then you tell, oh, you got to re-meet me. Y'all remember that one? You got to re-meet me. See, you thought you were going to get the same woman from 2006. Come on now. You thought you were going to get the same man from 2010. But somebody better let the enemy know today. Say, you got to re-meet me. I'm on some new stuff now. I'm on some kingdom stuff now. Come on now. I'm on some kingdom stuff. God done transformed me. God done renewed my mind. That's what I hear y'all saying. You telling these folk, baby, I'm sorry, but you got to re-meet me. Put it in the comments, baby. Put it in the comments. That's it. You got to re-meet me. You got to re-meet me. You coming back looking for an old version of me. You coming back looking for somebody that done died, baby. That version of you is gone. They got to re-meet you. Any man that is in Christ, he is a new creation. Come on now. Old things are passed away and all things become new. Old things passed away. I just did a video about this. I'm going to be releasing it tomorrow. On my YouTube channel, God said it's time for an upgrade. It's time for some mental software to be upgraded. It's time for your spiritual software to be upgraded. Y'all know just like how it is with our iPhones and with our cell phones, every so often your device is going to let you know that it's time for an update. Come on now. It's time for an upgrade. It's time for you to make sure that your phone is connected to a power source. Oh, what it tell you? Come on now, Holy Spirit, speak. The phone will tell you that you got to make sure that your phone is connected to the power source. Make sure that you charge it. Make sure that it's plugged into the source, because we're going to perform an upgrade tonight. Come on now. We're going to do an update tonight. And I hear the Lord say, so shall it be with your spirit. Mm. He said, make sure. Come on now. This is your season for transformation. Receive it, baby. Put it in the comments if you receive it. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I sure do. Get your stuff and let everybody else play crazy. Come on now. Let them look and play crazy, baby. But meanwhile, you in this live, you in this anointing, and you getting your stuff. Put it in the comments, baby. Lives being changed. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Put it in the comments. Say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I'm getting all my stuff. I sure is. I'm getting all my stuff because I laid by the wayside for long enough. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I receive it. I receive it. Take your stuff by faith. Snatch your stuff, baby. Snatch your money. Come on now. Snatch your happiness. Snatch your joy. Snatch your peace. Because the devil ain't going to give it to you. You waiting on him to play patty cake with you. You're going to be sitting down for the rest of your life. You better reach up by faith and snatch your stuff. You got to spiritually seize the blessings of God, baby. Because ain't nothing going to come to you if you keep sitting there playing nice with the devil. Just like your phone let you know. Make sure you got your phone plugged in. What'd it tell you? Make sure you got your phone plugged in. Make sure it's connected to a power source because we're doing an upgrade tonight. Come on now. And God say that's what's happening with you in the spirit. He said, come back to the source. Oh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I got to go back to the source. Put it in the comments. Go back to the source. It's time to go back to the source. It's time to go back to God, baby. God is your source. God is your origin. That's where we came from. He is our heavenly father, baby. He is our source. And we got to go back to him. If we want this upgrade, if we want this update, because what happened with your phone? If your phone about half dead, you wake up in the morning, that phone ain't updated. That phone still got the same software. That phone still running on the same programs. It still look the same. It ain't even due to upgrade. Why? Because it wasn't enough power in the phone. Come on now. It wasn't enough power in the phone, baby. So I hear the Lord say that if you want me to upgrade you in this season, ooh, if you want me to change your identity, if you want me to transform you, you got to receive the power. Come on now. You can't do it on your own strength. You ain't got enough. You ain't got enough in you. You need the power of the Holy Spirit, baby, in order to get this upgrade, in order to get this update. You need to be connected to a power that's greater than you. That's why we connect that phone to the charger, because the power that's in that phone ain't enough by itself. It need to be connected to the source. And when it's connected to the source, that's when it upgrade. That's when it update. Because now the power is running through it. Power running all up and through that phone, baby. And I hear the Lord say, that's how I'm going to be with you. He said, when you connect to the source. Ooh, that's it, baby. Somebody say, I got to plug into God. When you plug into God, that's when the power run all up and through you, baby. Come on now. You will never run out when you plug into him. Because when you plug into the Father, you're connected to an infinite source of power. Infinite mean it never run out. People wondering, how you still going? How you still moving? Wait a minute. How you 80 years old and you done took a licking and keep on ticking? I ain't never heard that about you sick. You ain't going through nothing. You smiling. You looking good. Come on now. This is how it is when you in Christ, when you serve God, baby. Glory be to God. The Bible say all the days of your life. Come on now. It ain't just say in your 20s. It ain't just say in your 30s. It ain't just say in your 40s. Come on now. He said all the days of my life, I will dwell, baby, in the house of the Lord. Come on now. God say that's your portion when you chosen. That's your portion when you serve Christ. I came to let y'all know, baby, that it is cool. It is lit to serve Christ. Okay. It is lit to serve in the kingdom, baby. The devil try to romanticize all this stuff in the world, but Jesus let us know that in the world, you ain't gonna have nothing but trouble, tribulation, and a big old headache and a broken heart. That's what the world gonna give you. Yeah, it's all fun. They show you the highlight reels. It's all fun. It seems like it's a good old time until the devil require your soul. When he say, give me that soul. Oh, no, baby. That's too expensive. I'm riding with Jesus. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I'm riding with Jesus. Where my folks at that riding with Jesus, baby? Put it in the comments. Say, I'm riding with Jesus. I'm going with the man that when I check up out of him, baby. He able to raise me up again. Okay. I'm able to live in eternity with him. He got somewhere for me to go. I'm riding with Jesus. I'm riding with the one that gave his life for me. Did you give your life for me? Would you lay down your life for me? Come on now, so that I might live. And you're going to take on my pain. You're going to take on the wages of my sin. I think not. So I'm riding with Jesus. That's it, baby. Put it in the comments. We riding with Jesus. This our season for transformation, baby. Plug into the source. Plug into the power. Because you can't transform on your own power. You're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. This your time for transformation. God spoke to me in this season. He said, not only spiritual transformation, but he said, I want you to start focusing on body transformation as well. Body transformation. God put it in my heart, put it in my spirit. For the month of May, I'm going to be helping 500 of my divine ones. I'm taking 500 divine ones, baby, for the month of May. And we're going to transform that body. We're going to drop that weight and we're going to get in shape, baby. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I'm transforming my body. I'm transforming my body, baby. Put it in the comments. Put it in the comments. Say, I'm transforming my body. God giving you the power not only to be spiritually where you need to be, but he said it's time for us to physically look like we serve Christ. It's time for us to physically look like we submitted to the kingdom. Come on now. Because when that body transformed, that's what God revealed to me. The more that body transformed, he said, you ain't going to have to tell people that you disciplined. They're going to be able to look at you and see that you disciplined. They're going to be able to look at you and see you don't play. They're going to be able to look at you and see. Oh, that woman bought business. Oh, that man bought business right there, baby. Come on now. So I want y'all to join me, baby. I want you to go to LaToyaOkeelAcademy.com. For the body transformation challenge, we kicking that thing off on May the 1st. I'm taking 500 divine ones. Come on in, come on in. Sign up, register at LaToyaOkeelAcademy.com. If you over here on YouTube, baby, go in the description. Click that link in the description and sign up. Go ahead and register, baby. Come on in, come on in. Because we finna transform these bodies. This your season for transformation. This your season. I done lost 50 pounds, baby. And I'm on a mission to help 500 divine ones drop that weight, transform that body, and get in shape. Come on now. This your season for transformation, baby. Y'all better come on in. Come on in. Because God say it's takeoff season for the divine ones, baby. Y'all put it in the comments. That's it. Speak it over yourself. I'm transforming my body. I'm transforming my life. I'm transforming my spirit. God is changing me. This is my season for transformation. When I tell y'all they're going to have to re-meet you, when I tell y'all you're going to be a whole nother person, I ain't playing with that. God ain't playing with that, baby. God say physically and spiritually, your mind changing. God is going to renew your mind. He going to transform you by the renewing of your mind. And he said that thing going to manifest to your body. Going to manifest to your body. I hear people saying to y'all, everywhere y'all go, I hear people saying, oh, you look good. I hear people saying, what you did? What you did? Wait a minute. What's your secret? What's your secret? What's your formula? That's what I hear people saying, baby. Wait a minute. Because I seen you last year and you wasn't looking like this. I seen you about 2 years ago, ran into you up there at the store and you wasn't looking like this. Who is you? Who is you? Wait a minute. Who is you? Who is that? You about to start showing up on some people radar that didn't see you before. See, y'all know when you get that transformation, that you was in. See, before you got your transformation, you was invisible to some of these folks. They ain't not see you. They look right past you. They ain't not see you. But when you get your spiritual and your physical transformation, especially when you get that body transformation, baby, because they can automatically see that as soon as they look at you. If they got eyes to see, if that vision working, they going to be able to see. Oh, wait a minute. Well, you've been doing something. You've been with God. Well, you got this glow on you. Come on now. You got a kingdom glow. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I got that kingdom glow. You got that kingdom glow, baby. Somebody put it in the comments. You got that kingdom glow. You ain't going to look like what you've been through. You might have been through hell. You might have been through some stuff that should have left you 6 feet under. You might have been through some stuff where the devil left you for dead. But I hear the Lord say that you won't look it. You won't look it. You won't look like they dragged you through the mud. You won't look like you were sliding down the wall doing the ugly cry. You won't look it because you got that kingdom glow. I love y'all so much, baby. I love y'all so much. Michaela, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. That's it. We riding with Jesus. We riding with Jesus, baby. Glory be to God. And I appreciate y'all. I appreciate each and every one of you that have sown, that's joined the membership. Demetria, welcome to the membership, baby. Come on in to the YouTube family. Come on in. Blessed in every area of my life. Thank you for being a member for the last 19 months. Thank you so much. Yes, baby. I appreciate y'all. The chosen one. Thank you so much for your seed, baby. You right. You the chosen one. Come on now. Glory be to God. From beast mode to feast mode, the table is set. I like that. Come on now. Glory be to God. Nicole Sharp, welcome to the membership over here on YouTube, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Yes. And Michaela, thank you again for your seed. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all so much, baby. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Jessica, you say you want to plant a seed. You can, if you feel led to sow a seed, you can send one to the Cash App, to the Divine Ones Cash App. Nicosia, are you over here, Nicosia? I think I saw you. Can you put the cash tag for the Cash App in the comments? It's in the description too. I put it in the description over here on YouTube. So that's anybody, if you led to sow a seed, if you want to send a seed through Cash App or PayPal, it's in the description over here on YouTube. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Living with JP, that's right, baby. You the chosen one. BZ, I'm ready. I'm ready to live. Yes, baby. This your season to live. This your season to be transformed. And this your season to get everything that God have for you. I want y'all to keep coming to the lives. Come to the lives, okay? We live regularly every Monday and Friday. And I'm also doing pop-up lives. Today was a pop-up live because I'm usually not live on Sundays, but today was a pop-up live. So make sure you look me up on the socials, on social media, Latoya Okia, okay? Instagram is I Am Latoya Okia. Facebook, Latoya Okia. YouTube, Latoya Okia. TikTok, what is my name on TikTok? Latoya Okia. So y'all make sure y'all look me up. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform. See, we hitting them all because I want to make sure I don't leave nobody behind. No divine one left behind, baby. We hitting them all. I'm hitting YouTube. I'm hitting TikTok. I'm hitting Facebook. I'm hitting Instagram. And when the software I use, when they update it and put the other systems up there, we're going to be on the other systems. We're going to be on all the systems. Because God say no divine one left behind, baby. We hitting every corner. We going in every corner, every crack, and we getting God's people. He's locating the loss. He's locating the loss. He's cranking up the spiritual GPS. This is your season for transformation, baby. I love y'all so much. I love you. Sandra, thank you so much. Glory to God. Look at that. Sandra gifted 5 Latoya Okia memberships. Look at that. Glory be to God. So that's 5 people that wasn't able to get in the membership. They're going to be able to now join the YouTube membership. Thank you so much for that, Sandra. God bless you. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Dr. Tam, thank you for your seed. I love you. I love you so much. That's my Texas VIP right there, baby. Dr. Tam, I love you. Thank you so much for your seed, baby. Glory be to God. So listen, y'all, if you on a mission, if you on a mission to lose weight, if you on a mission, and this is not just about losing weight, that's a part of it, but that's not the only part of it. If you on a mission to become another person, if you ready to become another person, if you tired of not liking what you see when you look in the mirror, if you tired of just beating yourself down and you tired of having that low self-esteem because of your body, that low self-esteem or trying to figure out why can't I lose the weight? Why can't I? The number one thing that you're going to get from the challenge, it's a 30-day challenge. We kick off on May the 1st. Go to LatoyaOkiaAcademy.com. The number one thing you're going to get from the challenge is knowledge. You're going to be able to understand why you are the way you are. You're going to be able to understand, wait a minute, how did I even get here? Why can't I lose the weight? Why can't I get transformation? Why? You're going to be able to understand. So I want y'all to join me. I'm on a mission. I'm helping 500 Divine Ones for the month of May to drop that weight, transform your body, and get in shape, baby. So if that's you, you ready for that body transformation? Come on in and join me. The challenge is open. Come on in. So I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Again, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're subscribed to the platform that you own, that you're watching me from. Make sure your notifications are on because I come on and give free information. I come on and give free knowledge, free 99, free.com, okay? I teach masterclasses on live for free all the time. So I want y'all to get this word. Make sure you get this word. It ain't gonna cost you nothing to get this word. All you gotta do is subscribe and be intentional and turn your notifications on so when the word coming, you can be at the table. and you could be eating your spiritual food. Okay. I love y'all. I love you so much. And if, let me see, Crowned and Robe, thank you for your seed, baby. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank y'all so much to those of you that have sown. Those of you over here on TikTok, I thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. I love you. Thank y'all so much for the likes. I be forgetting to tell y'all, double tap the screen, baby. Double tap that screen over here on TikTok, baby. Let me see if we can hit that. Let me see what we own. 10. Let me see if we can hit 20. Hit that 20, baby. Hit that 20K over there on YouTube. TikTok, baby. Double tap that screen for Jesus. Y'all make sure y'all hit the like button over here on YouTube, Facebook, whatever platform you watching from, Instagram. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you share it, because every time you double tap the screen, every time you hit the like button, baby, you helping more people get their transformation. You're helping more people be exposed to the kingdom that didn't hear about it before. It's a lot of people that don't know about this. It's a lot of people that don't know about transformation. They don't know about kingdom living. They don't know about getting a new lifestyle in the kingdom. Come on now. So every time you double tap, that's it. That's it. That's it, baby. Get them likes up. Get them likes up for Jesus. Just double tap. Double tap, double tap, double tap, double tap. Sharon, thank you so much, baby. Hit that like button. Every time you do, I want y'all to think about the people that's out there that's lost, the people that's out there that don't know Christ. Come on now. The people that's out there that want to change their life, but they don't know how. They can't find a platform that's giving the knowledge that they need to hear. Every time you double tap, every time you hit like, every time you hit share, you're advancing the kingdom of God. You're helping more people get transformation. They didn't have this bike in the day. They ain't have this bike in the day. That's why Jesus said, you're gonna do greater works. You're gonna do greater works than what I was able to do. Jesus is like, don't marvel at what I do. He told the disciples, greater works will you do. And he's saying that to you, greater works will you do, because you got YouTube, you got TikTok, you got Facebook, you got Instagram. They ain't have that when Jesus was here. Come on now. Jesus had to go get over there in the boat. And he didn't have no stage. He didn't have no microphone. He couldn't amplify his voice. He had to get in a boat, and so he could get elevated above the people. And everybody had to come crowd around. They had to say, hey, we're going over here on the mountain. Jesus about to give a sermon over here on the mountain. Come over here on the mountain. They had to spread the word by word of mouth. Now you can share a video and somebody can give their life to Christ just like that. Come on now. You can share a video. You can share a message. Greater works will you do. You can double tap a screen. Come on now. And this word can reach somebody on the other side of the world. It can show up on somebody For You page. It can show up on somebody algorithm. Greater works will you do. Come on now. I love y'all so much. Y'all find the bike though, baby, and get on out of here. Find that bike though and get on out of here. Because we'll be on here for another hour. Angel Face, welcome to the membership. Thank you for joining. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, baby. Mika, thank you for being a member for the last 20 months. I appreciate you so much. Yes, Princess, welcome to the membership, Princess. Come on in. Come on in, baby. Welcome to the family. Mika, thank you for your seed. I appreciate you. Glory to God. Shatara Cole, welcome to the membership. Beautiful. Come on in. Come on in. Got us some new members, baby. Demetria Postway, thank you so much for your seed, baby. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Don't forget the chart for fasting. Miss Erica, go to my website, LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com. There's a free course that's on now. I made it as a course. So you'll get the free fasting guide. There's a free fasting guide that I created for the divine ones. Is inside the free course. It's called This Is Your Season to Be Set Free. Use This Powerful Key. That's the name of it. It's a video. It's a live class that I taught on live on YouTube that I created a course from it. I also put that live, the whole live video in the course, and I added the fasting guide. There's a free fasting guide. And if you go to LaToyaOkeaAcademy.com, there's a free course bundle. Every single one of you, you should be enrolled in the free course bundle. Like, hey, if you got an email address, come on now. Ain't no reason why you shouldn't be in the free course bundle. It's 6-7 courses for free that's in a bundle. I bundled it up for you. I made it as simple I made it as simple as I could. Come on now. It's free. All you gotta do is put your email address in and set up a student account. If you don't have a student account, set up a student account and get your free course bundle, baby. Get your stuff. Come on now. God done blessed us with people that's giving the knowledge in it. Some of it free and we still won't take it. Get your stuff, baby. It's snatch bite season. Go sign up for the free bundle. Okay, get your courses. And there's a free fasting guide in there for you to get started with fasting. I love y'all so much. Okay, find a bite though. Get on out of here. TikTok, I love y'all. Let me end that. Okay. All right, YouTube, I love y'all. Facebook, I love y'all. Instagram, I love y'all. Oh, I see my auntie on here. Hey, my auntie Sylvia Jones. I love you too. I love all my divine ones. Y'all get on out of here, baby. Find a bike though. I'm tired. I'm finna go get me some rest. I love y'all. I love you. I'm praying for you. You're gonna make it. This show season for transformation. Tell the devil bye, okay? And forget them folks. Because God say this show season to be transformed, baby. All right? Meet me in the challenge. Join the Divine Ones 30-day. Transformation challenge, body transformation challenge, baby. And I forgot to let y'all know, first place winner is a cash prize. Okay, you get a special prize, you get some goodies from me, and so you're gonna want to get on in now, baby. Get that knowledge, get them tools. You're gonna drop that weight, you're gonna transform that body, you're gonna get in shape. And to the person that loses the most weight, you get special prizes from me. So we're going to kick it off on May the 1st. Go to LaToyaOkeelAcademy.com, baby, and sign up. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed.